Now, we asked you a little bit earlier, what drove you mad about public transport and what puts you off using it? Someone says, Ciara, it's a disgrace that the Lewis stops before 1 a.m. each night. It should run to at least 2 a.m. each night and until 3 on Friday and Saturday. Taxis are far too expensive and they are the only option after 1. And that's from Frank. Frank, you're dead right, particularly if you're somebody who finishes work late. If you work in a bar or an Eddie Rockets or whatever, whatever. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Someone else says, too expensive. Public transport's too expensive for a family outing. When we were in Nice, it was only €1 a trip. Somebody says, what annoys me currently about public transport is the fact that you can get to your destination currently quicker than by walking. I think that's probably true of the Lewis Cross City anyway at the moment. But the reason we're talking about this is because the Paris mayor, Anne Hidalgo, has commissioned a study into making public transport free in Paris. It's because she wants to reduce, she says, the levels of air pollution in the city. And we're wondering, is that something that we should be looking at here in Ireland and particularly in Dublin with traffic the way it is? And to discuss this, I'm joined now by Green Party councillor Kieran Cuff. Kieran, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Would you be of the mind, the same as the mayor of Paris, that we should have free public transport here in Dublin or Cork or Galway?
I certainly think it should be cheaper. And I think one thing that's putting people off taking the bus to get around is the cost of fares. I was in Hamburg with some students back in the autumn and we couldn't get over how cheap public transport was. We bought a combined ticket for, I think, six of us and it was €30 for 4 days for the six of us to travel around Hamburg. It was extraordinarily cheaper than Dublin.
So, look, you paid a fiver ahead, in other words.
Basically, a fiver ahead for a 3 day ticket or whatever. I mean, I can't do the maths as quickly as you, but it was cheaper. And the bottom line is that fares in Ireland, in Dublin, in the cities around Ireland are expensive. And I think, yeah, the idea of a free bus, I love it. I love the idea of it. But I'd much rather see a systemic reduction of public transport fares because that's what Germany does. It's what France does. And look, I've huge respect for Anne Hidalgo, the mayor of Paris. She's done some incredible things. I had I met up with her about 3 years ago at a climate change conference in Paris. She is doing great work. I think it's worth piloting. I think it's worth seeing how many people would use it. And if it gets more people into town, if it's good for business in Dublin, if it's good for residents in Dublin, maybe we should push it out further.
Couple of things that we have an issue here. First of all, we don't have enough public transport in the city to actually move everybody. So even if everybody said, I'll leave my car at home and I'll move on to public transport, we have a shortfall of tens of thousands of places on public transport. So we don't have the infrastructure to do it. And second of all, our public transport doesn't pay for itself. So if we reduce the fee, okay, so the money that's coming in is less, plus you're taking those people off the road, maybe they stop paying motor tax, maybe they give up their car. What you have is you have a reduction of money coming in and you have more people using something that costs us money. Financially, it's a big, big ask to ask to do this.
Sure. Well, public transport, it's not seen as a money-making initiative. And if you look at the main cities around Europe, the cities provide the kind of funding that public transport deserves, a bit like the social welfare system. We don't expect it to make a profit. I think we've got to get more people onto buses because they're cleaner, but also they're a more efficient use of road space. At the moment, cars are clogging up a lot of the roads that really should be allowing buses to go a bit, little bit faster than walking pace. So I think there is a good argument for getting more buses. I'm constantly giving out to Shane Ross saying, buy more buses. He doesn't buy them. The National Transport Authority buys them. But they're stuck with the money they get every year from the Minister for Transport. So I think what we need to see is a shift in the government's thinking to see public transport as the real workhorse of the city. It already is, but it's under pressure. I mean, 40% of the money spent in Dublin city centre is coming from bus users. So we want that to go up. And if free buses could help with that, maybe it's worth experimenting with.
Let's talk about the actual public service buses and Lewis and everything on the city centre. Like, you can't turn on the news any given day without hearing that the long Lewises are off the thing because of technical problems. I was listening to the news yesterday. There was somebody wrote in, said there was 23 buses in gridlock on Dame Street. The Lewis Cross City has reduced traffic in the city centre to a standstill almost at rush hour. And buses are being rerouted left, right and centre at the expense of the Lewis, because the Lewis can only go in one direction. It can only go on those rails. The buses are being sent down side streets and up lanes and round corners and all sorts of things. Have we planned it ballways, Kieran? Have we gotten it wrong? And do we need to actually go back to the drawing board around our public transport infrastructure in the city? Because it's not working in its current shape and form.
I think our engineers did plan it, but they didn't expect the degree of congestion and traffic that has resulted. And I'm upset about that, and I'm scratching my head because I went back through the reports from 10 years ago and they said this would make, this would improve congestion, it would make things better. Yes, they are rerouting some buses out of College Green. That's not a bad thing, because at the moment about a third of the buses go down through College Street. It's almost like a homing instinct for College Green, and I think it goes back to when we had lots more trams 70 years ago and they all went to the Pillar. That's the way it was in 1949, but this is 2018. We've got to change our bus routes. There is a big study being undertaken on that. It's called Bus Connects, and we have a fantastic consultant from the US, Jarrett Walker, looking at this. But in the meantime, we're already changing some of those routes, and it's a bit like a ball of twine that's tangled up. We have to take some of those routes out of the city centre and get people to where they really want to go, because if I'm working in Dublin's Docklands, I don't want to go through College Green. I just want to get straight from where I am, whether it be Bray or Balbriggan, straight into the Docklands.
I hear what you're saying, and that I'm sure you are disappointed. I think a lot of us are disappointed about the congestion in Dublin and looking at the planning. But I've sat here before they ever even opened up the Lewis Cross City with the likes of, say, Conor Faulkner, who very clearly said to me in advance of this, in advance of this happening, that the Lewis was going to cross O'Connell Bridge every 3 minutes, that we would reduce the quays to one lane, yeah, and it was going to be impossible if we were stopping the traffic every 3 minutes and having the lanes, that we were going to see anything other than chaos. Conor Faulkner said that in the chair you're sitting in now, months and months and months ago.
Well,
why was no one listening?
He was speaking for car drivers, and we haven't reduced the quays to one lane. We've actually given two lanes to buses and we have one lane for cars. So let's not look at it just through a windscreen. You have to look at it from the point of view of the bus user. We need to give more spaces to buses rather than less. But of course, if you have a Lewis going on fixed tracks, you can't clog that up with too many buses. And if anything, we need to give a bit more space to public transport in the city centre.
Were we disallowing what Conor said because he represents, as you say, motorists? The same is true of buses. If the Lewis goes across O'Connell Bridge every 3 minutes and the buses have to stop every 3 minutes, what can get across the bridge and down to College Green is very limited. Was that a glaring blind spot in all of this? The fact that we were going to have to stop major thoroughfares every 3 minutes for the Lewis?
I think the planners behind the Lewis Cross City project didn't anticipate the degree of disruption that's there. Now, I think
how
a lot of this is
not,
teething
though?
Problems. The 54 metre trams, they've had problems with the electrics. I'm sure that they will be back up. But I mean, Shane Ross should have seen this coming, and he should have been planning for this far better than he did. So I'm not saying that heads should roll, but I think there should have been more preparation. Yes, Conor is often quite vocal on transport issues, but he tends to be looking at it through the windscreen rather than from the perspective of the bus user or the cyclist or the pedestrian. So I take what he says with a pinch of salt.
But Conor, in fairness to him, was right that the buses had windscreens too, and they were also stopped. Somebody says here, Kieran, public transport should not be free, especially in Dublin, because people won't respect it. Even as it is, the Lewis is a total mess with people jumping on and off before anyone checks their tickets and doing drugs and being antisocial. Imagine the chaos if it was free. The buses aren't too bad because the driver can usually see what's happened. And someone else says, I have MS and I walk with the support of a cane. Sitting down is an absolute necessity, and although most people are good about making seats available, if some individuals are ignorant beyond belief, they're the reason I don't take public transport. I'm just under 50. We do have an issue around disability in public transport too. It's not accessible for most people. I've had lots of disability activists in here who can't get on a bus, who can't get on a DART. Before we make it free, should we not make it more accessible for everyone in the population to use?
Well, I think one of the good things in recent years is that all buses are accessible to people with disabilities. So if you're on a wheelchair, it is possible to use a bus. 10 years ago, that wasn't the case. So there have been substantial improvements. I'm not saying that we're perfect, but if you go to almost any other city in Europe and compare the bus fleets there or the trams there with Dublin, Dublin is streets ahead. There are still issues around universal design, about problems on the footpath. The DART is not as accessible as it should be, but we are, if you compare us with any capital city in Europe, we've come a very long way, which is great. But we've got to ensure that the needs of everyone in society is catered for. Public transport tends to be better at doing that, and it is improving. And really, ultimately, we want to see a city centre that is thriving, both for the people who live here and those who come in and out every day to shop or to relax. And I think we need to provide a bit more funding for our bus service, maybe innovate by seeing how a free service works in the way it does in other cities, like in Melbourne, the trams are free in the city centre. Let's have a look at it. But I think ultimately reducing fares would be the most important thing at getting more people onto buses.
All right, that is Ciarán Cuff there, Green Party councillor. Thank you for that indeed. The only thing I would say, let me know what you think, is if we make it free, more people will use it, and we don't have enough places for the people that want to use it as it is. Incentivising people to use public transport when we don't have the places seems to me to be putting carts before horses. But let me know what you think. 53106.